I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. Are we in the middle of a paradigm shift in the online business world? I am so excited to explore this with you today. And so I think we're all hearing about the number of changes that are taking place in the online business world at the moment, and it can be hard to know whether some things are temporary or whether there is a deeper change at play, and then how can we find our footing within that or indeed become a leader even when some things might feel a little bit uncertain. So let's dive into it. So what actually is a paradigm shift? So it's when there is a major shift to prevailing beliefs, assumptions, and practices. So we'll have an established norm of some kind, and then there will be some trickles of changes. There can be questions that are asked. There can be anomalies of just things that don't seem to be quite right. It's like, oh, you know, if we think about the online space, oh, you know, that well-known person had a not great launch, or hang on, a number of names and having not such good launches. So it's a bit of an anomaly. It's like, oh, that's interesting. And then things can start to break. They're just not working like they did, or not in a sustainable way. And then the new ways emerge, and over time, they become the norm. And so the term paradigm shift came from a man called Thomas Kuhn. He wrote a book in 1962 called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. So that was the context where the term paradigm shift was first used in the science world. And so we can see, you know, an example of a scientific belief that went through a paradigm shift would be the world is flat. And of course, now, of course, like we all believe the world is spherical and we've got all this evidence for it, but it had to go through that paradigm shift. An example in technology space, and there are many, and paradigm shifts, you know, are sort of speeding up because of technology, I believe. It's, you know, when the internet first arrived. Like, I wonder if you can remember the first time someone showed you the internet, because I can. And I just remember being pretty nonplussed, like not particularly impressed by it. Just thinking, oh yeah, that's cool, I guess. And, you know, little did we know the, you know, how much that was going to shape our future work and our future lives at that time. And we all know what happened to businesses that did not embrace the internet. They didn't necessarily have to be the first to embrace it, but if they didn't embrace it within a certain time frame, then things became very difficult for those businesses. Now, if we bring this into the online business space, I can see three key areas where we can see some evidence of an paradigm shift. So number one, social media. And so I can remember, you know, those, the glory days of social media years ago, where I could post something on Facebook and at least 50% of the people who were following me would see it. So it was very easy to reach and connect with your ideal clients and to get a lot of engagement and have a lot of connection and conversation and a sense of community with people who were following you online. And then we compare and contrast that with today and the declining reach. And the reason why, you know, that's not just an individual issue and it's broader and potentially in a paradigm shift, is because it doesn't matter how good you are at social media or how incredible your content. Of course, there are outliers and people who will still get really incredible engagement, but a lot of people who have historically had incredible engagement and big followings can still be experiencing these major changes at the moment. And
you know, it's not that the quality of what they are sharing has declined. We know that there have just been ongoing changes to the algorithm, which is fine. But then at what point does it reach, you know, this place where it's not worth it for some businesses to connect in that way or to put so much time and resources into that area? Number two, the second place we can see this in the online space is in launching. So there have been so many big names over the last year or so that I have heard about who have launched in the same way that they have been doing so previously, and where that launch might have gotten this particular large outcome or result. Like, some people are saying their launch numbers are halved, or in some instances even less, like really quite decimated, and that could be the market. Of course, so is it just a temporary change, or is there something else at play in some of those launch strategies that in the past could be learned and taught, and you could be following these particular processes, and if you had enough resources, time, energy, and you know, you had enough ability to be able to, you know, put that work into it, you really could over time expect to build out these increasingly large launches. Is that still the case? Well, this is the thing. When you're in a paradigm shift, you don't know if it's a permanent change yet or not. And then the third space we're seeing it is in AI. And so we're still discovering once again, like, what does that mean for content creation? I'm sure, like, you have already been experimenting with AI and how that can help you in your content creation. That can be really time saving in a lot of instances. What does it mean for creativity? A lot of people are starting to say they are using AI for the non-creative parts and then keeping their creativity to use where it matters. What does it mean for accuracy? And what does it mean for specific careers? Of course, like copywriting, doesn't mean that those careers do not have their place, but that's an example of a career that's having to respond extremely quickly to, you know, this paradigm shift so they can still stay really relevant and still have this really high value being able to be placed on their work, rather than, you know, having this fear of, it's like, oh my gosh, my job is going to be entirely taken away, or this career pathway is going to be taken away. The other place I'm also seeing potential evidence of paradigm shift is in the spiritual entrepreneurial space. So a lot of my clients, I would say, fall into this category of being a spiritual entrepreneur, and that might be that they are a healer or a coach or a teacher, a leader of some kind, or they might also have some kind of creative or consultative business, or they, you know, they have a kind of business where there is a spiritual aspect to it, or they weave some of their own, you know, spiritual beliefs and practices and tools into what it is that they do. And so for these spiritual entrepreneurs that have a specific way that they work with people, they have, you know, a specific approach, they might have a body of work. In some instances, people are feeling this real need to evolve that. So that may come about because their work is not really landing like it did, or they can feel the change, or it can be because they're just feeling this impulse to, you know, really step forward into this new and really respond to the changes that they are seeing in the market and in what their clients are needing, the kinds of problems that their clients are having, and the goals that their clients are really still valuing, that they're still happy to invest in. And so there is this opportunity I see for spiritual entrepreneurs who might be experiencing a plateau or a dip of some kind to evolve their work, evolve their messaging, and really create new levels of specificity. So when we're in a paradigm shift, there's really three ways this can go. We can either stay stuck in the past and just wish things were the way that they were. And we can see examples where big businesses might have done this, and some of those big businesses, Blockbuster, Kodak, they don't exist. They just were not able to move with the market and move with the paradigm shift, and it ended up making them irrelevant and had to close their doors as a result of that. Or we can just try and fiddle around with the details. So that might look like jumping on new trends. Okay, well, I want to solve, for example, my reach issue, and so I'm going to use trending audio. I'm going to learn some tricks. Or Instagram wants this, we might hear. So Instagram just wants you to post a consistent number of times a week, I think, was something I read the other day. And it's like, oh, okay, so that's what Instagram wants. So it's like you jump on that and feel like, okay, well, if I'm doing that, then that's going to solve that problem. Or there's some new little detail that's come into the way that you might launch. So an example from a year or two ago that I saw a lot of people doing was to use Bonjoro videos. So it was just a piece of software where you could create a personalized video if you're not familiar with it. And so people were using it for people who engaged with their launch to send them that personal reach out, that personal touch, just to engage with that person, invite them into a conversation or to check if they were interested in this, the program maybe that we're launching. Another example of like a little tweak or detail is like when Instagram a few years ago said, oh, we're prioritizing reels. You might remember it. And it's like all of a sudden it's like, hey, turn everything into a reel. So here's how to turn a photo into a reel, or here's how to, you know, make a reel. It's going to be really easy for you so you can still thrive in this environment. So all of these little details, look, you might get a quick win. I'm not saying don't do these things, but if we're in a paradigm shift, like it's really just shifting around the deck chairs, right? It's like it might have a small little uplift, but then a lot of those trending ideas or details, they come, they go. You know, by the time you launch again, it's like, oh, we don't do that anymore. Or, you know, oh yeah, we don't really put, you know, music behind a photo on Instagram and call that a reel anymore. You know, that could, you can just wash through pretty quickly. Then the third opportunity is to be a leader in the new energy. So if your business is growing right now, then you are probably already doing this. You probably have been really responsive to your clients and to the changes in the market, and you probably have refined your work and your messaging to meet those changes that you are seeing. If you are in more of a plateau or a dip, then I really see that there is an opportunity to do that harder work now, to figure out how to evolve, you know, your body of work, your messaging, your offers. And if you are a spiritual entrepreneur, that can look like actually creating a new body of work, because what you've created in the past in some instances might be in an older energy. And what I'm seeing to really work at the moment in today's energy is a greater level of specificity. And so what does that look like? It's like really being able to name specifically what it is that you do and how that process or approach specifically helps people to achieve a goal that they have, or to solve a specific problem that they are experiencing, and being able to move them or to help them to move through a process of some kind in a way that someone can read it or hear about it, and they connect with it, and they can really have a sense of trust in that. And that's where I'm seeing that people are still really happy to invest. And for me personally, this is the work I'm actually doing in my own business behind the scenes at the moment. And so I did not wait until I was in a plateau to do that work. My business is still growing. It has grown this past 12 months and actually has been growing the last few years. But even so, I could feel there were changes afoot. And so this year has opened up this opportunity. My children are just that slightly bit older and I've got more capacity. And I really wanted to dive into that because I have had a body of work, which is around the Align and Attract brand. And this is a new evolution, a new iteration of that. So it's not diminishing any of the previous work I've created. And I think this is really important to name this for you as well. The work that you've created and the way that you have been working can still have been really wonderful. And you can still step into a newer way of seeing that work, of exploring that work and putting new frameworks around it and new processes around it so that you have much increased clarity. And then also that clarity is able to translate for other people as well. When we're in a paradigm shift, who succeeds? It's those who can be agile, who can learn, who can listen to your clients, who can listen to the market and respond to that. And so if you're really feeling this, if you're seeing this as well, it's a really great question to ask yourself. Am I going to step back at this important kind of juncture? Am I going to go into fear? Am I going to drop off the field? Am I just going to decide it's too hard? There's too many changes. There's too many different things going on. Or am I going to be a leader at this time and in this space? And am I going to step into that? Paradigm shifts really provide this opportunity for new perspectives, for breakthroughs, and for adaptation. We can adapt the way that we've been doing things and we can respond. And if you are early to new ways of doing things, new messaging, which is really birthed in the energies of today, that can have big advantages for you as well. And you're more likely to be seen as a leader in the space that you work in. I want to go further into this and I've got some more things to share with you in upcoming episodes. For now, I would really love to hear what you are seeing and feeling around this energy of the paradigm shift. Please do jump across to Kerry Rowett on Instagram and share with me. I'd love to get into a discussion with you around that. And I'm looking forward to talking with you next time. Let's take the next steps. This is episode 120 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/120 if you're enjoying the podcast. I'd love it if you could write a review or share this episode or the podcast itself with a friend. It really helps so much. Thank you.